Welcome back, everyone, to a brand new episode of the podcast. And today, I'm joined by, or actually, would you like to introduce yourself? Like,
Yes, hello. My name is Yuval. I'm an 11th grade student at the International School of Sugen Lucerne, and I'm here because I when I was 12, I had bone cancer in my leg, and since then I've kind of been limited in terms of mobility and what I can really do. So that's what I'm here to talk about.
Yeah, and so like if I just put the questions here, yeah, fix all that up. And so how did your family discover that you had bone cancer? Like, I just find out.
So this was in January of 2018. I was 11 at the time, and it was just a normal day for me. I was playing football, and then I got injured. I don't exactly remember how it happened. I think I might have run into someone, but basically, I got injured. My leg broke. I wasn't aware that it was broken for a few weeks. I went to the school nurse after it continued to hurt. And then she suggested that if it keeps hurting, I'll go to a doctor. And then I went to a doctor, and this was after school. It was like at 5, and at the same night, the doctor said to go immediately to the hospital because she was scared that it might have been something, a problem with the blood flow to the leg. And that same night, I went to the hospital, stayed there for 2 nights. I had an MRI scan, and they still didn't know what was going on. So then the next day, they sent me to a different hospital that deals with different types of medical needs. And in that hospital, I had a surgery where they took a small piece of my bone and sent it to a lab. And then 2 weeks later, the results came in and they showed that I had cancer.
Yeah, and so if you feel comfortable, like, would you like to explain some of the lifestyle changes that you had to make following your treatment?
Yes, so my first one that was, I'd say, the most intense one and probably the biggest, most like life-changing at the moment was not going to school anymore. It was kind of getting that whole block from the social aspect of it. I didn't have that many friends to begin with because, well, I was kind of new to the school. This was only a year after I joined, and I had a few friends, but not many, and that was kind of I'd say one of the worst aspects of it is not being able to see my friends because I was also because of the chemotherapy, I was at a risk for infection, so they didn't want me to see a lot of people, and I wasn't really able to see many people. So I'd say that was one of the biggest changes was dropping out of school, and then I stopped going to school halfway through sixth grade and came back after my treatment halfway through seventh grade. And I still sometimes feel it to this day about all the material that I've missed from school when I was gone. But that's something that my teachers have been really helpful with helping me catch up. I'd say also another lifestyle change that I had to make was giving up sports. I was never really big into sports. I really enjoyed playing football, and that's something that I had to stop, which was quite sad. But it's just something that over time I kind of learned to deal with, and now there's plenty of sports that I can do. I really enjoy swimming and rock climbing, and those are sort of sports that I don't really use, that I don't really rely on my legs for. I'm able to swim, and it's something that I really enjoy. I'd say it also changed a lot of things for the rest of my family. I remember it was a really tough time for my siblings. I have an older brother and a younger sister, and it was really challenging for them. I never exactly understood what it was like for them because I wasn't at their position, but I can imagine that it was really difficult, and for my parents as well. But I'd say in terms of lifestyle changes, besides the whole sports thing, it all pretty much went back to normal after I finished the treatment. Obviously, I still had problems after the treatment. The chemotherapy was just one part of it. I had a few surgeries that I will probably continue to have. I know there's one that I'm planning on doing in a year to help me balance my legs because that's a problem that I have right now that One is a lot longer than the other. But after the treatment, I also have had some surgeries, and that kind of also for those I've had to be taken out of school and sort of redo those lifestyle changes.
And was this in the U like did you contract did you just go to a cancer in the UK or here in Switzerland?
It was here in Switzerland.
Oh, because you said you were a grade 11 student. I was like, wait, then you had to like leave school. I was like, wow, that must have been you gave it no here. Well, it's like if you don't mind me saying, it's like feels like you've come a long way, even like because you had to leave like. Was a grade six, and then you're a
Grade
grade
six,
11 now,
yes.
so you've come a long way. Don't mind me saying.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was quite
And
challenging, but I'm really proud of my family for everything they've done for me.
And so, like, did you have like any difficulty adapting to, well, your condition? Like, was it difficult for you to like travel independently and do it? Sort
Yeah,
of
it
things.
was my mum was always there. For me, stayed with me in the hospital, helped me go wherever I needed to go. While I was under chemotherapy, my body was so weak that I had to use a wheelchair. I wasn't really able to walk. And then after the chemotherapy, until quite recently, actually, until about a month ago, I was using crutches to walk. It was only recently because I had a surgery over the summer that was pretty big and had to cause me to use crutches again. I've sort of been on and off of them for the past, well, nearly 5 years now, but now I'm kind of heading to towards a direction of not needing to use them anymore, which I'm really happy about. But that was something that I'd say was definitely one of the things that people don't really notice as a big problem with different types of bone cancer, is that I needed to use crutches, and I was sort of associated with it, I guess, which I didn't really like. But now that I'm off crutches, I'm really happy with it. And I'd say something that I learned to rely on a lot that I actually would not have expected is pockets. Pockets when using crutches is something really, really helpful, because while I'm not able to carry anything, the pockets are there and can store things, and that's something that I really I guess appreciate about. It's one of those little things in life that you don't notice how useful they are until they become really useful. But I guess a challenge I had was the whole having to walk with crutches, sort of just the stigma of it as well. I was kind of known at school for being the one that walks with crutches, and that's kind of something that right now I'm able to say isn't true anymore, but it was for a long time.
And were you concerned that your peers or maybe your siblings might start treating you differently following your release from hospital?
Yes, my family, I wasn't concerned because I've known them for my whole life and I love them all so much, and I know that they love me and they wouldn't really treat me differently because they've experienced all of this with me. But at school it was definitely something I was really concerned about. Like I said, I wasn't very popular at school before I got ill. I had a few friends, maybe like three or four, that I was always with, but other than that, no one really paid attention. And then the moment that I came back, everyone started to show that they care, and it kind of felt like there was this fake social, like just a fake social aspect about it. And it just kind of seemed really fake, but it felt like people were trying to do it to be nice, which I guess in a way is nice. But then after about a month that I came back, it just kind of went back to normal, kind of the way it was before. And it just felt like people were treating me differently because I was out of school for long and because I was ill. And that's something that I was kind of scared would happen and did happen. But I'd say right now, like this was in seventh grade. People didn't really know how to react which I guess, yeah, they didn't know what to expect from it. But I'd say right now it's like in terms of social, I'm all good. I've got a really good group of friends, and my friends joke about it a lot, but it's my friends, and I know that they mean no harm in it, and that it's all fine.
And have you under have you like used this experience and use it in a way to like raise awareness and start initiatives to raise to like sort of teach people about cancer, share your story, and or maybe like what to do to what to donate money towards like cancer research organizations?
Yes, actually. I've done it in a few different ways. So my family is very active in raising funds. A few months ago, my parents and my brother ran a combined half marathon to raise money to buy toys for the children's hospital that was treated at. And I was able to go with my mother and donate all the money, and it felt really good. I also I run an online community on Discord for teenagers that have been affected by cancer. This is an initiative that I started about a year ago, a little over a year ago, actually. We're up to 94 members right now, and that's something I'm really proud of, is sort of having that community and just seeing people support other people. And obviously, I'm always there for anyone that needs support. So that's something that I'm just really happy that I was able to do, is support others and help them with whatever they need. And also, next year at YFS, at Youth Forum Switzerland, I am planning on speaking, doing my own talk there about my experiences and how it shaped me as a person. So that's something that hasn't been done yet, but I'm planning on doing it.
Yeah, that's actually how we met. So in case you don't know, YFS or Youth Forum Switzerland is basically it's a large conference of change makers that come to Zug and they come to the incredibly beautiful town of Zug in Switzerland, which is actually where Tina Turner was naturalized, by the way. And we sort of like get together and we share out, we discuss like what we've been doing to bring about change and raise awareness and share our stories in the forms of panels and like maybe just like one-on-one like speeches by different experts. And that is actually how we met. I was on the Incredible Communities panel at this year's YFS, by the way. And yeah, that's how we met. And you said that you really enjoyed having me there. We don't I'm saying, oh, well, how do you think my presence helped? Because I was actually really nervous. Like once the panel ended, I like worried that, oh my God, did I make a good first impression? But
Yeah, I mean,
you seem to really take like a, well, I'm struggling to find my words here, but you seem to really like the fact that I was on the panel. Like, don't you explain why?
I mean, the whole like, I consider myself a person with a disability or a person with a temporary disability, I guess. And when you went up there and spoke, I kind of felt like you were helping me find my voice and speak up for myself and for what I feel needs to be done socially and in education, how I felt like I could really benefit. I really felt that I will benefit off of the things that you've said in the future and right now. And I just thought that it was really brilliant, the things that you said, and I'm really happy to have had you there. Thank you.
Well, I'm glad we met. I'm
Yeah,
really,
that's
really
great.
good that.
Thank you.
Yeah, and so thanks for being on today's episode of the podcast. And if any of you guys like want to learn more about Yuval's project, his story, if you guys want to support him, there'll be links to like pretty much all his everything, all his projects down in the description box below, like his Discord, so about his Discord server, you can go and check that out. And once again, thank you guys for
Yes, thank you.
You and bye.